What?
Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fan number.
Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
We got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it. Ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving. Listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready. I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation. Waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day, Wednesday, March 10, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
Well, I'm gonna just make it, just so you guys know. Not for the reason I'm going to tell you, but for the real reason. I'm gonna just make it. My wife told me I had to put my dishes in the dishwasher before I go anywhere. So, anyway, that's how my day is starting. How about yours? All right, what's going on, Ray?
Oh, nothing much. All quiet. On the storefront.
No good news, no super fantastic news. We didn't put nothing out?
No updates went out.
All right. I'll give you guys the update. We did talk to some people. We talked to Treasury people. We talked to bank people. I talked to exchange people. It's some good conversations. And I talked to some people in Iraq. So not much has changed, but everything has changed, which is good. That simply means there's no RV today. Absolutely none today. That means there's no RV tomorrow. But it is still on track. It is still going. Prices continue to show on the screen. People continue to be on alert and excited. I'm going to give you what they gave me, but then I'm going to give you reality also, because that's what we do. We like the hype, the excitement. We like the fact that they're on the move, but some things just don't make sense, and we're going to make sense out of them. All right. So the bank people are at the bank. They're still on call within an hour. They're ready to go. Even though they're being told it could be any minute, it absolutely cannot be any minute. It could be any day. But according to everything else, it won't be any minute. So you want to know why not? Well, for a very good reason. Let me tell you this first. Our Treasury guy did get with us, and he gave us some information. And I want you to know, I said it to him. I said, oh, y'all just listening to my call, repeating what I say. So I did say that too, which was funny. It was funny. Anyway, Treasury said nothing will happen until what they said before. First of all, they tell Iraq they can do it, and they're not going to tell Iraq they can do it until the stimulus package is completed. That came direct from them. Until it is completed. So even though we know it's going to be voted on today, we know in our hearts, souls, and minds that the House is going to pass it, unless something just absolutely comes up in thin air. House is going to pass it. They're going to send it to Biden. Biden's going to sign it tomorrow, if not this evening, because tomorrow night he gives his briefing to the world, and I'm sure it's going to be the fact that it has passed, and this is what everybody can look forward to. So, after tomorrow, the stimulus package should be over. By Monday, money should be flowing. 2-3 days at the most. They want to make sure people's checks continued after Saturday or the 14th when they run out, which is Sunday, so they'll keep going without being stopped. So, all that's great news. Money's flowing. The economy is going to continue to grow. Iraq was supposed to take a vote on Thursday. You guys remember that? Monday on Thursday. Well, Tuesday it changed till Monday. That's good. That's great news. Why? Because for the last 5 weeks, it's just been Thursday, 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 Thursday. Now it's Monday. So something has changed. Something has changed. And the fact that they see stimulus has gone through, they know what the U.S. is waiting for, and they're going to, and they also change it to agreement or no agreement, they're going to take the majority vote. That's what they said, and get the budget done on Monday. So we'll see if they, in fact, do that. But that's the plan right now. So sometime next week, hopefully this thing will be over. Whether it's Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday. Iraq has said, we're going to vote on the budget. TBI is going to change the rate. Doesn't mean they're going to change it that minute or that day. It could be a couple days after that, a couple hours after that, or a couple days after that. but they do expect it to happen, all of this month, and be done and over with. So now you guys have the update. We're looking good. We're looking great. We're looking super fantastic to get this over with this month. So their only decision is, do they do it before my birthday or on my birthday? Which would be a great time to do it. Hopefully most of y'all agree. That would be a great time to do it. or actually before then. So let me see. Is there anything I'm forgetting?
Nope.
Rates haven't changed. The rates are the same as we gave you, but they still have the rates here. Texas is not at the brink. They are not on alert. They still probably got another 4 or 5 days to go, if not a week. Like I said, the other banks are on 1 hour standby. Some of them are still in place, sitting there being told every day that it's about to happen any minute now. And I gave you guys all the reasons why it's not about to happen any minute, but it is going to happen. And this month should be it. This should be all over it. So I'll tell you guys, I was looking at something. Wait before we get into it, because I want everybody to know this. And this is about G-Man. G-Man does a great, great job for us. He helped us throughout the years. We really appreciate him. But Ray has sent me something. He said somebody went online and found how many customers we have. I thought, okay, that's good. I'm going to tell you guys right now, because I looked at it. If you look at Twitter, we got 125,000 followers. If you look at our call today, we got over 10,000 people on the line. 10,000 people over the line, which we always do. And we're still getting our million views, close to a million views a week from everybody else. Some people listening to it more than once, twice, or only got three different calls. But I don't mind telling you guys. You can go look for yourself because it's right there. I can't alter it or anything else. We have 249 people who have actually donated to this site. 249. I know I keep telling you guys the same 100 and 100 people over there. But the number's right there. It's just customers, 249 as of this exact moment who have donated to this site to help us. And I need to tell those 249 people, I appreciate you. Everybody should appreciate you. You have been the backbone of this whole thing. Without you, it just absolutely would not have happened. So I appreciate you. And everybody can go in there and look at it. Some of them donate $1, some $5, some $10. We even had a few people donate $100. I think we had two people donate $150. I mean, just lately. Because I'll be honest with you. I'm telling you, one time we had a guy send us $1,000, which I couldn't even believe it. It was like 5 years ago or something, but still, it's the fact that they did it. And they believed in enough, and they believed in us enough. And they supported you enough. So I wanted to get that out there. Thank you, G-Man, for all you've done. And I mean, if it's over, it's over. But if it's not over, then I don't know. I'm going to leave that part up to Ray, if we can pay it or not, but we'll see if we get to it. Without that, there's one other thing I got to say real quick, and that is to Alexa. Ray don't like me to say y'all last name and everything. I don't know how to keep you private, but anyway, Alexa sent me a gift yesterday, and I got it, and it was Baccarat ashtray. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it was a cigar ashtray. It's crystal. And my wife looked them up, and they go for $250 to $800 used on eBay. So see, that's the used price. I don't know what the new price is. I got a new one. So I just want to say I absolutely love it. Thank you. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And it's a cigar ashtray. Crystal is beautiful. But I love every gift that I ever get from all you guys. But I really, really want to say to her, thank you. And I want her to know, I want everybody to know, thank you. All right, Ray, let's go. My rant is gone. Let's get started.
Denar 2010 says, I did some work with a friend and he wants to use the money we earn together to buy Dom. He is homeless and doesn't have a bank account, so I was going to buy it for him. I think in the past, I remember it was said to use a, quote, pass-through letter, end quote, to show that he actually paid for it. If I buy it for him, am I considered a currency dealer, or should I just use a gift letter? What's the legal ramifications, liabilities, or differences between the two?
Well, I would like to tell you what it is, but I don't know because I break the law all the time, in case you guys don't know, because laws are made to be broken. You just have to be smarter than the person who wrote the law. No, I'm just joking. There's nothing wrong with you giving somebody currency because you gave it to them. You didn't sell it to them. Guys, you can give $5, $10, $20 to anybody you want. You can't sell it to anybody, but you can give it to them. This currency is no different. The only reason we do letters is in case the amount comes, somebody says, where'd you get the money to buy it? How we know you didn't steal it, if that even comes up. But they shouldn't even be doing that because they don't ask you that when you walk in the bank with $5 in your hand, where'd you get it? Or $20, where'd you get it? And if you walk in with hundreds of millions or billions and they know it costs $100,000 or $20,000, $30,000, they might ask you that, you know, something shady. But the average person have no fear. I would have no fear at all. I would give it to them. I don't know how much it is because you never told us how much it is. If it's a significant amount, do a letter. Have it notarized. I gave it to them. It's what makes you feel comfortable, I think. I mean, I like the fact that you even worked with him or that you are giving it to him, that it's going to be able to change his life and keep him off the street. I really appreciate it. But it reminds me of something somebody told me a couple of days ago. Burger King here hired a guy, a homeless guy. They knew he was homeless. They hired him, tried to get give him a second start, and he comes to work, and they fired him. They didn't fire him because he stinks. They didn't fire him because he had dirty clothes on. They didn't fire him because he didn't know what to do because he was homeless. They fired him because he cooked himself something to eat. And I said, how stupid is that? You're going to hire a homeless guy, put him in front of a grill, and think he's not going to eat? That just didn't even make any sense to me. Anyway, thank you for even helping. Thank you for considering helping him. He's a friend. All right, Ray, listen
to it. See, JCN says, on a previous call, sometimes back, I remember someone asking if they had a wealth manager, was there a need to call the 800 numbers? You said no. Does that still hold true, and will all banks have access to the same rates, or the contract rate, et cetera?
It does still hold true. Every bank has a contract rate. We'll have rates, but they're all different. Nobody's going to have the exact same rate. They're going to be able to raise it up, lower it down, do what they want to do. So what was the other part of the question? The rate, the bank? Oh, yeah.
If you have a wealth manager,
yeah, just
rates.
Go with him. You don't, yeah, you don't need to call the 800 number. Is there just for the majority of the people to be directed for assistance to go through? If you already have a contact, he already knows about it, he says, come to me, I'm going to make you the best deal, then if you trust him, then go with him. If not, wait till we do the call, see what the rates are, and see if he can make you the best deal. All right? What's next, sir?
Be Blessed says, gentlemen, this question is directed to both of you. What current debt, house, car notes, et cetera, are you going to eliminate first after you exchange, and why?
Okay. Ray's probably going to make more sense than mine. Because I don't have any debt, and I'm not going to have any debt. I'm going to eliminate all debt. I'm not borrowing any money from anybody. not any bank institution. I mean, if I ended up borrowing some money, it'd be from myself. Now, a lot of people are going to tell you for the tax write-offs for that reason. My tax write-offs are going to be different. They're going to be business. Things that have done that. Nothing I need personally. I don't need any personal debt at all. You guys actually can look up my credit right now today. And I don't care. Most of you probably already have. But what you're going to find is I don't have any credit. I don't even have a credit rating because I don't believe in it. All it does is hurt you, hinder you, give somebody else your money. Now, I'm not telling everybody they can't live that way, but that's me. So I'm going to pay cash for everything. You know why? Because it's not my money. I'm going to use my money's money to pay for it. That's what I plan on doing. I don't need the interest because it is interest on my interest by the time I get through paying for it and buying it. And it's just that simple. I'm way ahead of debt. My plan is way ahead of debt, and I would hope that yours would be too. What every person would tell you is don't pay off your house. Don't pay off. You could use that money for something else instead of paying off your house for it. Make those payments and use that for write-offs. Well, it depends on how much you have, what your plan is to do. Does that make sense? For a lot of people, it does. For me, it doesn't. I don't know what the future brings. One thing I know I will always have is a house to call a home that is mine. Especially after this happens, that the bank can never come and take. A car that I can drive. You know, I go downtown and you guys ever come to Sacramento, you'll go on C Street, and it's just homeless after homeless after homeless people down there. And I've gone down there for years. I went down there, you guys remember a couple years ago when I gave all the shoes away? I pulled down there, and I'm giving out shoes, and there was tents all over the street, and people sleeping on the sidewalk. Well, I go down there today, that street is lined with cars. Lined with cars. Still homeless camp. Still there. I'm saying all these homeless people got cars now. So was it the pandemic checks? Was it the unemployment checks? Or was it more people who used to live in homes that are now homeless and brought their cars with them? But the fact of the matter is, even they have elevated their game. So they got cars. They're driving around. They're still homeless. Some of them are sleeping in the car. Some of them in the tent. But they own that. They're saying they can't take this. They took everything else, but they can't take this. Most people say, well, let me have a house. So they can't take my house. I can ride the bus, bicycle, or walk, but I got a house to stay in. That is if it's your house. But if you're paying the bank, things could turn out different anytime. Anyway, that's just me. All right, Ray?
Okay. Yeah, pretty much. Well, that's one perspective. Most of you, so many of us live differently, guys. And for the majority of you that are not going to be the multi-millionaires that you're thinking that you're going to be, before you start spending money, you really need to do a budget, do a lifestyle budget, what is it going to cost you to live, the lifestyle that you want to live, and then whatever money you have from the exchange, is that enough to put into any type of investment to generate that monthly cash flow? Then you can determine what you're going to start paying off. Because you don't want to get rid of any money too fast just so you can be debt-free. Map it out. It may be, and I know it will be for some of you, to put all that money to work and then let it pay your debts for you. And then you'll still have the money afterwards. Pretty much what Tony was saying, the way he said it, makes some of you may have picked it up a little bit differently, but that's the same concept. You put the money to work, and the money's going to pay for everything. And if you're yielding enough money monthly, you can be paying cash for stuff if you're bringing in that kind of money. And if you're not, then you do what you've always done in the past. Make payments, but at least they're going to be more comfortable to make because you're going to have a steady cash flow coming in all the time. One thing's for certain, when you get this money, you're only going to have one shot to do something with it. whether spend it, give it away, or invest it. So try to make the best decision for you and your family once you crunch all the numbers and put that money to work the best way that it can work for you. Now, for that means for some of you, don't go pay anything off yet. And then others, you could pay off stuff and probably still have enough money to last you forever. But do your numbers. BAP says, B-A-P, I want to set up a trust for my kids. I set up the trust. I place the money in the trust. I set myself as a trustee, take a monthly fee for compensation. My understanding is that the compensation that I take would be taxable. Is that correct? Yes. Just like any job, if you're receiving income, you're going to be taxed on it. So if that is the case, would it be better for me to just keep a portion of the money out of the trust for me to take care of myself as it is non-taxable proceeds from the exchange? All right, let's say you did that. I want to keep a portion of it out because you don't want to be taxed on getting it as income, which you'll need to learn how to have the right income. That part you don't have under your belt. I can tell by the question you're asking. Well, let's say that some of you decide, no, I don't want to be taxed on the money receiving it again. I'm just going to keep it out. Okay, how much money are we talking about? Enough to last you for 1 year? Enough to last you for 10 years? Now, enough to last you for 10 years or 15 years, that's a sizable amount of money that you're going to hold out in your name that you own. Now, before, when we first started introducing trust and talking about trust over these past many years, it was mainly about litigation, asset protection, because we knew that's what most of you would identify with and then plan accordingly, because you don't want somebody to sue you and take all your money away. So the thing was not own it. That was the one that got most people's attention. So that was the first thing that came out on why you should not own things and be in control. Well, most of you probably might not become victims of a lawsuit, especially if you live carefully. The odds are against you becoming a victim of a massive lawsuit. But here's the new threat that's out here. The new threat is guardianship, because some people have taken guardianship and turned it into a business. Now, when you turn something into a business, that means either customers will fall right into your lap, or you will go out here and create a customer base. That's what people in business do. Either their clients fall in their lap, or they go out and they create the client for the product that they're offering. What is guardianship? Guardianship is taking over somebody else's life and everything that they own. And are they creating opportunities like that? Yes, they are. That's why we told you, watch that movie, I Care a Lot. Last year, Tony brought up the Netflix Dirty Money, and there was a section on guardianship out of all of those different episodes. Hopefully you watched that. Conservatorship, you hear that with Britney Spears. Now, a lot more of you will be targeted, I'm sure, for that activity more so than a lawsuit. Because a lawsuit, you have to do something to someone. But to be targeted for guardianship, somebody just needs to have their eyes set on you and what you own, and to see, is there a way to take control of you? And if they have legal control of you, then whatever you owned basically becomes theirs at that time and place for them to do whatever they want to do with it, supposedly for your best interest, to take care of you, because that's what guardianship is about, taking care of you. So these ideas of keeping some for myself, guys, you have to really be aware of what's going on in America today. And owning is getting to be worse and worse and worse of a position than controlling. And initially it was just for lawsuit protection, but now it's going to be for guardianship protection. So look into that. Biz Queen, did you want to say anything, Tony, on it?
I didn't. And guys, we're going to get to the questions today, even if we have to stay here for a minute. But I do have something I got to share with you guys. It just almost killed me yesterday. It didn't kill me. I was just hoping that people didn't actually believe this mess. I want you to listen to this that somebody is putting out as of yesterday. I don't want you guys to fall victim. I really don't. But and I know people are confused and worried and how this thing is supposed to work. But guys, this makes absolutely no sense. And I know some people are believing in it. And you know, years ago, I'm qualifying this before I say it, because Ray used to hate when I talk about other gurus. Why do you even talk about them? I said, because they're stupid, because they this or that, or because the messages don't make sense what they're saying. And, you know, and I'm not downplaying Ray right now. I'm just telling you guys the truth. See, if people want to believe it, let them go believe it then. I don't know. I don't really want to do that. I know I got to talk bad about them, but I want them to understand some things, though, because it's not. You know, they say just because you don't say something about it don't mean you're lying. I mean, well, you're not helping, though. I mean, if you know it, you guys, especially you guys, even more so than me, should feel obligated to at least tell people the truth or give them something else to think about. Anyway, this guy is telling his people exchanges have already started. So here's a description of the exchange process underway. ZIM, 94 cents. IQD, $16. BND, $15. No caps, no holds. This is what I don't like. Given 2% of face of exchange in the form of a debit card. They're only going to give you 2%. Within 15 days, a party exchanging must return with their bank accounts, their info for corporations, their trust vehicles for managing these amounts, and all money will be transferred to that account. Within 15 days, they're only going to give you 2% of your money. Say, we keeping 98%. You got 15 days to come back, and we're going to exchange it to some other bank. I'm not leaving 98% of my money with nobody. Nobody. Except in my account, in my control. When I walk out that room, they're going to tell me, come back in 15 days. You got three forms to sign, a disclosure form that accepts know your client. The only limit is that nothing over $10 million in the first 15 days can be spent. Nothing over $10 million is spent. You can make any purchase, place a deposit, or provide a seller with a guaranteed payment. Will have tax-free, clean, clear funds letter provided. I don't know how they're going to do that, but there are no holds, no caps, no matter amount exchanged. So you got to know it is putting all this out. There is no exchange location that is doing that. Not one bank that I know is doing that. Nobody. The Treasury is not doing that. I'm telling you guys to be aware. And they're trying to set up, and they're right, some fake sites, some fake exchanges. They're trying to control your money. This is not the exchange process. Absolutely is not. So I'm telling you that. So don't say I didn't tell you. All right, Ray, go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. We did that. BizQueen55 says, I am trying to put my dad's investments / annuity contracts into a family trust. I am one of the beneficiaries of the trust. Okay. Can his investment contract become a beneficiary within the family trust? And you need to talk more with your legal people that you're working with, whoever put the trust together. his questions that have to be asked to try to answer stuff like this that you're asking. So we can't really get that done here. You need to be in a back and forth conversation. Nicole 19 says, I would like to know what control you have over a foundation after it is created. What if the members of the board pay themselves something like $100,000 each per year for a part-time job, working only a couple of hours a month, while the beneficiaries that this foundation was created for receive far less than they do? Okay, first off, there are no beneficiaries to a foundation. That's a charity. That's mankind. So you have the wrong idea of the whole structure. So read up some more on foundations, what they do, how they work, who benefits from them. And can crazy salaries be paid out? Sure they can. There's charities that pay crazy salaries. And if it's the norm, then new charities can do the same thing. All right, Sunstar says, in the past, you have stated that the HCL has been completed to become official law. Have either of you ever seen the HCL in the Iraqi Gazette? Being you or I, either of you. I haven't.
I haven't either. But, and I will tell you, the reason you're asking is there's an article out today that is saying that, again, it is agreed upon and should be made into law, hopefully Monday with the budget, is what the article says. So we'll see what happens. They do think it needs to be part of the budget. It is in the discussion, more so this weekend or yesterday is what they were discussing than the budget itself. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I've been told several times, just like the budget, there is agreement in place and it has been done. They just haven't written it into law. All right.
All right. Number two, as far as electronic banking in Iraq, do you know if they have met all international standards to do electronic business with the international community and stock markets?
As far as I know, yes.
Yep.
All, and that's why the countries are now going there. They are connected, even though they say they don't use it every day. Even with their latest system, give them use in the region itself. But, yeah, they are connected internationally.
With the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines, do you believe COVID-19 is under enough control with all of the countries involved with the revaluation to release this RV worldwide? And if not, how close do you think we are?
I think we are just looking at the numbers, and you'll see, you know, our resident jackasses, which is Texas, went 100% back to normal today, which, I don't know, just depends on how you guys look at it. With Mississippi, Alabama, some Colorado, I think other ones going back on Monday, some going back to 100%, some going back to 50%. My point is everybody's coming back faster than we thought. Even California is going 50% on April the 1st. And I think on April the 4th, if they're below the red zone, going even higher than that. So all this wasn't supposed to happen until the middle of summer or fall. And then we weren't supposed to be clear until next year. But because of the number of vaccinations that have already been completed, the numbers that are projected, and hopefully you guys watch the news, TV, and life just like I do. You see the death rates going down, the infectious rate going down, the ICU rate. So all rates are headed down. The only question is, are we going full board too soon instead of letting it get way down further? Hopefully it won't take an uptick and we won't be right back where we started at. But what it looks like is what the agreements are with countries, the number of vaccines going out, it's coming back faster. And you guys got to realize, again, the world, and I don't care what you say, this is a horrible thing that I'm about to say because it's a horrible thing. And it's right. But the world revolves around the United States of America. which is a horrible thing to say because we should all be doing this together, but we're not. But we are a global leader. They see us coming back sooner. That's why the prices of oil is going up. That's why other countries are doing the same thing. That's why the vaccines are going out to them. But nobody's getting vaccines as fast as we are. Our economy is already on the way back as soon as Biden signs that tomorrow. It's changed all of our numbers, all of our projections. We're ahead of China. We're ahead of Russia. We're ahead of other countries as far as recovering what we've lost. And now even our future growth, based on Biden signing that tomorrow, we've already projected our growth past everybody else. So is it enough to let the RV go? I'm hearing yes. He does it. Iraq do it. 40 end of the month. Hopefully this party is all over. Don't see anything else holding it back. Iraq knows they have to do it. We know they have to do it because the price of oil keeps coming up. So they have no justification not to do it. I mean, to their own people. We'll sooner or later get tired of the BS. You know, if they don't do it, saying the price of oil is triple what it was, we mean you can't do it. So with that, and we're doing it right here. And as we look at the stimulus package, it is not about COVID-19, even though that's what they're using it for. And everybody who knows anything and has looked at it knows it's about boosting the economy is what it's about. And the way it's divided up and everything else. If it was about COVID-19, just about that, right, then they'd have all the money to, here's all the vaccines, go do it, and let's get back to life. But it's just like the last two were, and it's about people who are sitting at home with no jobs, no food, no electricity, can't pay the rent, everything else. Because they say it's all because of COVID-19. Well, not all because of it, but it will. Just like the RV is going to change the poverty status in Iraq, this $1.9 trillion is changing the status here in the U.S. So what is it going to do? It's going to regenerate the economy just like we are. It's going to create new jobs at new rates, new opportunities, and we're going to go forward from there. So everybody's looking at projections. Well, it has to start somewhere, and it's going to start with this $1.9 trillion package in us. That's what it's going to start with. And we're going to start all this, I think, by April the 1st, if no later. So, yeah, I think it's helping us, and I think we're ready to go with the numbers and the recovery that we're doing. And I even heard that some federal employees are already being told they were supposed to go back to work in September. Now they're telling them they're going to go back to work in April. And yes, they are going to go back to work. You cannot work from home. You're coming back to the office, which I thought was funny. Anyway, all right, what's next?
Okay, K-Mac says, upon receiving this blessing, I plan on forming two foundations. One, a private family foundation. The second to be for a public veterans foundation. My question is regarding the family one. Since all the trustees will be family, and my intention is to make sure they do not have to work other jobs and are financially well off, I would like to know if there may be a way that the outrageously inflated salaries I plan on paying them may be paid by me personally, so as not to give the appearance of using foundation monies for salaries. Too many worthwhile foundations pay their trustees far too much out of the donations that were donated to the cause. All right, your last sentence has some value. But before the last sentence, this outrageously inflated salaries you plan on paying them. Guys, we missed something in this process. And it's easy to miss it, because you're pretty much looking at what the majority of people are doing, and it's not working, but the majority of people are doing it because they don't know any better. You have an opportunity to learn these tools that are being presented to you and fully understand how they work. Trust entities, even corporations to a degree, and charitable entities. You guys are missing it, and I can tell by the questions, the comments, just speaking with folks, there's a major fundamental process that you're missing. You need to learn it and teach it to your loved ones. And that is to learn how to have a small salary but a large lifestyle. Well, how do you achieve something like that? You make it so that somebody else or something else is covering a major portion of the money you need for the lifestyle that you're living. And then your salary will take up the personal parts of that. This is where you need to start channeling energy and channeling your interests, because a lot of you don't have it yet. You totally missed it. The last call, a lady was on, and she said something about a $10,000 salary. And I said, if you did, I won't ever talk to you again. Because she missed the fundamental part that only select few people are doing it. But anyone can do it. You just need to know to do it. But you have to look for that. It won't jump out at you, but just look at what the small minority of the wealthy people are not doing. You're looking at what the larger majority of wealthy people are doing, and you're missing it, just like they missed it. And that's why they set themselves up with these large salaries and have large tax bills to go right along with it. If your charity is not paying extremely large salaries, but you can figure out other ways to compensate and make up the difference for that employee of that charity, then you don't have to worry about somebody looking at the charity and saying, oh, they're paying out too much money in salaries. Don't be paying out all that money in salaries. So focus on learning the parts you don't know, because it's there and it's not a secret. You just have to get through this paradigm shift in your thinking process to look at what you're not looking at. Look at what some people are not doing versus look at what a lot of people are doing, and you will see a different reality in the end. That's the best that I can say, share with you on this short time on this call, but that's what you guys really need to be looking for information on. And at one time I was contemplating a training seminar on that, on paying yourself a smaller salary and living a larger lifestyle. Sounds like we might have to follow up with that. I was kind of hoping a lot of people would just get it naturally, but a lot of you are still missing it. Okay, let's talk to some live folks. First caller, 512 area code. You are on.
Good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the call. Hey, Ray, I got knocked off the call on Monday, but I wanted to give you some reassurance that Irma Diva was not going to live recklessly on the conversation you were having with her, and she would heed your warnings and your training. But we do need additional training on, you know, how to have that small salary and live a bigger lifestyle. So I just wanted to reassure you that she was missing some pieces, not being hard-headed or reckless.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Irma.
And I thank you for the information you shared this morning. It made a lot of sense. But the training you just mentioned would be very beneficial to a lot of us on the call, it seems.
Okay.
And that's my comment for today. Just wanted to say thank you, and you guys have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Give me a hole if you got
281, you're on.
Well, hello, Mr. Ray Wren. And
hi
Mr.
there.
Tony, how you guys doing today?
I'm fantastic.
I'm super fantastic.
To the nth degree. And yourself?
Well, good. I'm good. I'm good. Mr. Tony, what was that adjective you called Texas just a little while ago?
Look. One thing about it, if I get close to the state line of Texas, one thing I knew is to bring out a carrot and bring out a stick, because I'm going to need both of them. So anyway.
I was like, I know he did not just say that. What the? You don't do much, I tell you. Mm-mm-mm. Well, regardless.
Oh my God! I do not know how y'all live in this state with all the. Oh my God! I'm not gonna get political with you. And actually, it's not political. Because after I was just common sense or lack thereof. But go ahead.
And the weird thing about it is, I probably would agree with you. How about that? So, but Okay, so you're saying that you're waiting pretty much for the stimulus to be passed. So are they, in your opinion, do you feel like they're waiting for the checks to actually be, you know, like starting to be going out to people before he really just released this, or just the fact
no,
that it's approved?
No, it is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you turn on your TV right now, all across the country, you're
mm-hmm.
going to see they're voting right this moment. They're counting
right.
the votes. So in the
right.
next hour, it's going to be over with. They're going to sign
mm-hmm.
it. He's going to send it to Biden this evening or tomorrow morning. He's going to sign it. That puts it into effect. That's all we have to wait for, because we don't know when the first check is going out or going to be received. We know it's not going to
right.
be after Monday, because it don't go into effect until Monday. So it's going to have to be then, and whether it's going to be 24, 48 days or within 72 hours, people will have money deposited in their bank. So that wouldn't matter as far as we're concerned, because Iraq votes on Monday. By Wednesday, Saturday, we're going to the bank, and everybody's going to the bank together. That's how it should
mm-hmm.
come out. But if it mm-hmm. doesn't, nobody knows. All they know is, it's money flowing. We just got the new stimulus. People don't have enough money to buy new boats all over again, new cars all over again. And this is what I can't get, guys. I'm going to be a Republican right now, because God knows don't anybody record that part. But anyway, right now, you know, these people are getting this money. They're still not paying rent. Still not paying mortgages, still not paying
yep.
the bill. And I'm just saying, at the end of this, it's going to be hell for some people to pay, because this is going to go down just as fast as it went up. And it's just like
mm-hmm.
the RV. You know, I don't want to call people toothless crackheads like they called us, but if people have no idea what to do with this money, and because there's nobody helping them, tell them or guiding them, they're abusing it, which I hope our members don't do when they get theirs.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So with that said, as far as the 1-800 numbers, have they communicated any type of information to you guys about the 1-800 numbers? Not necessarily sending them out to you yet, but have they even talked about that to you guys recently?
No, because we've already talked. We already know what it is. You know, our committee guys said, hey, these are the five people that will get it, and this is how it's
mm-hmm.
going to work, because there's only five of us. But we don't have to get it from committee guys. Our bank guys said, hey, we had a meeting, and these are the names they told us are going to get it. And you're one of the names. But he gave
mm-hmm.
me all five
mm-hmm.
names anyway. I didn't have to have one bank tell me that, because several banks have told me they gave us your name and said this is who they're giving the 800 numbers to. So we've had a bank calls and said, hey, They tell you you're going to get the 800 numbers tomorrow. So we've gone through that twice already, and we didn't get the 800 numbers. But I know we're going to get them just like when Tech is going at the last minute, because they're not going to give me the numbers, get ready the numbers, and say, hey, keep it quiet for the next week. Keep it quiet for the next 4 hours or the 24 hours or the next 4 hours. That's what they're not going to do.
Okay. So you still, in your opinion, feel like it will be overnight when we're sleeping when they release this? We could be looking for something at that time of night, or it doesn't matter now?
Well, I mean, I've been told here that it didn't matter anymore. They just want to get it done. But I do know the opportune time is what they've always wanted. They want it to be 8 o'clock in the morning, Iraq, an hour before their banks open. They want it to be between 1 and 3 here in the U.S. to actually happen. They want to get the bank people in at 5 a.m. in the morning. They want you walking through the door at 7 a.m. That's the plan they always wanted to work under. Now, if it should happen some other way, okay. But that has been the ideal plan to them, to get the most out of that day, get you in by 7, and that first day they're willing to stay until 1 a.m. in the morning, getting as many people as they can through that first day.
Okay. All right. Well, then I guess next week we're looking at possibly being in the bank and exchanging, I'm hoping, once they get through with all of the voting in Iraq and the stimulus passed here. So it looks like next week is our week. So, all right. Well, thank you, sir. And
okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Next week is our time. Talk to you guys later.
Bye. I'm ready.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
972. Danny in Dallas, you're on.
Hello, fellas. Danny in Dallas.
Hey, man,
sir.
How you doing?
Hey, I am visiting with a couple we've known for a long period of time who has spent a number of years in Kuwait. And we're just we visit with them only when they're in country and they're having a good time. But I've been so distracted, I haven't been able to listen to the call. So I'm gonna go silent and let you guys elaborate. Sounds like Bus Lady says that next week is very attractive. I missed all the detail you gave, but I kind of trust her. So that'll work out. And she is from Texas. And excuse my language, but what is this jackass thing in Texas? What's that got to do with anything? I'm confused.
Wait, Danny, I really, really wanted to ask you that. Because you do know she's from Texas, right?
That's right. I do. She's from the Houston area. Everybody knows a 281 number. Yes.
Oh.
512 in Austin. We got you surrounded, buddy.
Oh, man. All right. So, we do know. All right. I love Texas.
I can tell. I can tell. Yeah, thank you so much. And the 140,000 other people on the telephone here, they know you love Texas, too.
Love Texas.
Yes.
That's right.
I'm sure they do.
Okay. We would have no George Bush without Texas. So, yeah. All right. Thank
you. That's
true. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Take care, sir. All right. 404, I found you.
Thank you very much. My phone just died, and so I dialed back in, was lucky on that, so thank you very much. So good afternoon, Ray, and good morning to you, Tony. Appreciate the clarification that you had given to 281 imaginary on the definition of completion and that sort of thing. I was just kind of curious because it's been a while since there's been any reference in terms of the available time expectations for those going after contract rates. What sort of adaptations have been made with that, if any?
There isn't any. It's first come, first served. But again, guys, remember they're trying to get this done within 10 days. So
right.
I make my appointment within those 10 days and hope that at that point there's still some left. I told you guys, my guy at Foundation Bank said, when this happens, go to the bank. He said, get in there, because they're giving it out on a first-come, first-served basis. That's what he said.
Okay.
So, and that's what I'm passing along to everybody. So you guys may get it. I may not get it. I don't know. I'm going to try to get it. But I know you have every opportunity to get it. It's not about first mouth, second mouth, third mouth, if you're going after the contract rate. It's about getting in as fast as you can.
Okay, it says we better rest up because I'm hearing what you have said. It does sound like we are definitely coming through to the finish line. So we need to be rested up very, very soon. And 10 days from whenever this happens, who knows, Tony, the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project, that might be what happens on your birthday. So we can keep
and
our
fingers
crossed
great.
With that. That would be very serendipity on that. Appreciate that
so very much.
So have a great afternoon again. Appreciate all you do for us. And thanks, Ray, for having found me. Now have a great day. Thanks.
All righty. Thank
have
you.
Good,
all right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, 281, I found you too. Down at the bottom of the heap. You're on. 281?
Me?
Yes, that's you.
Hey, that's me, guys. How you all doing?
Okay, you have us on speakerphone or something?
To the nth degree.
Oh, no, I got to take this mask off my mouth. How about now? Is that better?
I know, I'm hearing a lot of wind and stuff in the background. Okay, good.
Okay. Well, it seems as though we're at the finish line, and we're waiting for them to do the buzzer, right?
Yep, that's what we're waiting for.
Don't you feel like it's already done and they're just waiting for things here?
I do feel like it's already done. It's been done since November. There's just new issues that come up the longer you take and delay it. They're not going to take it into account. After that's done, they said Monday they're going to vote regardless of what the Shiites think, regardless of what Maliki thinks. They're going to try to come to a deal these last couple of days. If they don't, they're going to take the majority vote on Monday. That's what they're saying. So hopefully it'll be over.
Yeah, let's hope so. I'm praying that it is. Because I told my husband, I said, guess what? He said, what? I say, if Tony and Ray put something out about the 800 numbers, I told him, we going to this funeral and we flying back instead of driving. So we was waiting Saturday because we were hoping, guys. We really were. But I just believe we're at the end as well as Bus Lady and the others on the line. We haven't given up hope. So we're still going to regional, and we're going to go buy some O'Donnell while we wait.
Okay.
And I appreciate you guys again, and thank you for your prayers and your support. And I know many others on the call have prayed for us with their support, and I just want to say I appreciate you all. It was a trying time over the weekend, and My children are having it very hard for my dad passing. It's just, you know, they in their lives and they helped me raise them. So I told them we have to move on and know that my dad lived a good life. So with that again, Mr. Ray, I love you all. Mr. Tony, I love you. And you all be blessed, be encouraged, and we're going to continue to pray for you all as well. And we know that this is going. And we're thanking God, and we're walking by faith and hope that it's going to do it this month.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right, guys. Thank
again,
you.
I'm sorry about your father. Well, thank you.
Thanks. Right. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
Hang in there.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
610.
Okay, right. Oh.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Hold up. 610.
Yeah. I got to tell you guys something, really. I got to tell you guys why this thing just pops in my head. So last call, when Guy called us and said he didn't think the stimulus package had anything to do with it, he couldn't understand it, or he wanted me to make him understand it, which I tried my best to do. So I don't know if it did or not. But then, you know, we talked to our treasury guy, and He tells what all we did, but he said, look, nothing's going to happen until the stimulus package gets done. I just told you guys. So, I mean, just stop worrying about it. When it gets done, then it's going to move forward. We can go from here. Everything's ready. But we're going to go after the stimulus package gets signed off. So I look at it and again say, why does that make sense? Why would they try and hide it in the stimulus package? And, you know, we thought it was going to go when Trump did his stimulus package. And his stimulus package, when you guys look at it, was $2 trillion. It was more than this one. And then when they did the $900 billion package in November, great time for it to go. But and they should have. And things would have been different. This package is different. This stimulus package addresses more of our economy and society than any other package did. It goes direct towards people and changing things. You're looking at it. Iraq adjusted their rate by almost 25%, which raised their prices 25%. So that was a 50% loss for people, and they put most of their people in poverty. But they already had them. Now they're at a 50% poverty level. When they have the RV, that 50% poverty will drop down close to 1, 2, 3% because everybody's going to have money. Their prices are going to go the other way. And then they're going to get their checks like Iraq does, everything else which they're trying to do for their society. So that's how the GCR is always going to affect them. But guess what? When our stimulus package goes in, 20% of American households, 20%, are going to see a raise of more than 20%. It's going to take them out of poverty. Of more than 20%. And even though we say that's not a lot, it's a lot to a lot of people. But just immediately signing it, everybody's getting 10, 20% raise. Do you know how often people get a 20% raise in life? It just doesn't happen. But, again, they're going to cut child poverty by 0.5%. And I'm reading a million union workers get to keep their pension. That changes people's lives because there's a ripple effect. And that's what the stimulus package having to do with the RRD, having to do with the GCR, all occurring at the same time because everybody at every level is now getting something out of this deal. That's how they correlate. That's how they go together. That's why one is waiting for the other. I mean, I could see it 100 different ways, but that's the benefit of them going together. And it makes sense when you look at the whole picture. When you put all the pieces of the puzzle in one place, then it makes sense. So let's hope it goes through. All right. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay. 610, Erico, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And Tony, I was listening in the beginning, and again, thank you for your thank you. I enjoy doing what I do for the team and look forward to doing it for as long as necessary, as long as I can do it. But boy, Ray, that pink slip, I hope you still have that dusted off.
Yeah.
You?
Me too. Ray, me too. Do you? Do you have his pink slip ready? Oh, we might have lost Ray.
All right.
I'll print you one out then. Okay.
Okay, good. All right, long version. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all of these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. you can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we have a new way to do that, and that is with the Venmo app. And when you go into the Venmo app, look into the business profile section and click on that. And when you do, type in all capital letters, TNT. Hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super. Again, go to the Venmo app, look in the business profile, and type in all capital letters, TNT. Hit the space bar once, and the word super fantastic, and your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us in the past, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Really, really appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
So, guys, we'll wait till Ray comes back. Oh, he's back. All right. Hold on. I got two things to tell you guys. First of all, Danny, I don't know if you're still listening or not, but your girlfriend on TNT, she taught in Richardson, Texas for 1 year. So she's missing you, but she is declaring her undying love for you, I guess. She said his TNT girlfriend. So I don't know what y'all got going on, and I surely hope the wife ain't listening, or you might have some issues, buddy. But other than that, guys, the relief package has passed, as everybody's been tweeting to me. Vote went through. 220 have voted yes on this stimulus. Now all we got to do is wait for it to be sent to the White House and let the party begin. All right, Ray, let's go.
Okay, 360, you are next.
Wow. Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt. How you doing?
Greetings, sir.
I'm super fantastic, sir. How are you? I I'm still laughing at Danny right this moment, but go ahead.
Man, Tony, you know what? You know what came to mind? What goes around comes around. So, Danny, he's fighting. She's the only one who's got her own theme song that I'm aware of. And so she has a big footprint on the TNT call. So just pick your battles there, Double D. Oh my goodness, that was hilarious. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, and it made me feel good too, Tony. So I appreciate that. I was making a few notes from start to when I got up and listened to the calls and whatever, and the thing that kind of worked out, I just wrote down sequence from what you said. I guess and I also wrote down, Tony, from your lips to God's ears, this timing issue, the appointment call, waiting, we wait for news from you, And I guess what I would be appreciative of would be some clarification as to the timing of it, the things of you'll get the notification, and after your time of organizing you two as to how this will handle, you'll notify us, and from that time, will there be any discussions other than just what the number is, and then go make your appointment call, or will there be the recommendations of either one bank institution or more than one bank institution would be our options when it comes to Zim as an example, or what their, you know, what the rate might be. Can you clarify that a little bit?
Okay.
Okay.
So I don't know what the rules are they want me to play by as far as making the announcement or anything, because we haven't discussed any of that, or if there will even
sure.
be in. Because bottom line is I'm always going to be here to help where I can help, as long as it doesn't hurt. And
sure.
by that, I mean give out any information I can, guidance or suggestions, as long as it's not hurting anybody. That probably can't do. So we get the 800 number. I've been hoping and praying for years because they haven't told me. And I even suggested way back when DC was here, suggested to our committee member, everybody, instead of giving me a list of 800 numbers that I then have to go, and because this is what has to happen, I got to create a new page real quick to go on the site, or Ray does, not me, because I already asked him if he know how to do it since JN is gone. So he said he did, so. If anything's holding it up, it's Ray. I'm just telling you guys right now. So we're going to create a page. We're going to put the numbers on them. What I'm hoping they give me instead of the numbers is a link to a site they have created, which will take more hits than mine, larger server, more capacity, everything else, so we don't get shut down, that I could then just tweet out to everybody who can get it immediately, and they can go to that site and read the information. Or we're definitely going to put it on all three of our sites. People can click on it and read the information. Because that way, I don't have to redo their information. I don't have to interpret their information. I can just say, here it is, straight from the horse's mouth. And we can all. What we can then do is do a call and talk about the information. If we want to do this and say, this is what I've been told at this bank, and this bank. These are the rates that they have on their screen. This is what they're offering. And this is how much is required to get this rate. Because all that is the information I expect to get from my sources already. Even though they've been told don't give it out, they're going to give it out. Why? Because they're here to help us. And it's not a us against them mentality. It's the workers against the bosses mentality. And every job location has that. So they like to do it. Nothing against the country. We all trying to benefit the little people to become the big people. So I will strategize. I'll do that call, and people can ask questions. And this is what I would do. Or what I can't do, guys, I don't think, is recommend what bank you do business with. I can give you the rates, and you make the decisions. Because if I start telling everybody to go to this one bank, I mean, it's not fair to the other banks, because, you know, I think everybody would probably go to that one bank, get the best deal, and then go back. But if I just give you what they're operating under and the reason, and then everybody makes their own decisions, then nobody can get mad at me about that. Nobody can pay me for that, because if I said that's what I was going to do, then, you know, this bank would offer this bank offer that, which makes sense because that's what they do in business. But we haven't taken payments in 15 years when we were offered by Google, Facebook, some others to go ahead and do some things, and I said no, and I didn't do it. Because I didn't want that to be the reason we were here. And believe me, the idiots out there would have said, oh, he's getting paid, because they say that. Anyway, we weren't even getting paid. Just imagine if I start recommending what bank, what would you say?
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, we're not going to go down that road. All right?
Cool. Well, I appreciate that clarification, and hopefully others benefited from that too. So we'll go from your lead, and that'll be that. Well, Tony, thanks. Ray, thanks. Appreciate it. And I never thought I'd hear myself say it again. I'm looking forward to next week. So that seems to be the mantra of the day. So thank you, gentlemen. And we'll chat Friday, hopefully.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
951 area code, you're on.
Yes, hello. And
hey, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, good afternoon, good day. And my question's been answered, but then somebody else brought up the question, and then of course it's been brought up before about the gift letters and stuff like that. Anyway, I had a friend, or an ex-friend, let me put it that way, who somehow found out. Anyway, she got a hold of some of my dong and dinar, and she took the dong to a bank and turned it back in and got whatever money she could. And they didn't ask her anything. Didn't, you know, ask her where she got it or any ask her for any letter or anything. You know, so I was out all that dong right there. And everything, but so and this happened quite a few years ago. So thank God I've had a chance to recover from that and everything. But so, I mean, they may not, but they sure didn't ask her or anything. They just took the dong and gave her the money, you know.
That's so. What they do. But let me tell you, two things. When you said I had a friend, I knew this was going to be a sad story from that moment on. And I knew when you said I had a friend, it was a female. So I said, uh-oh, this is not going to end well. I already knew it.
Yeah. Seen the writing on the wall, huh?
Yep, I knew it. It's not going to end well. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, that's life, you know. That's life. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Man.
So thank
all
you.
Right, we appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, 501, Erico, you are on.
Yeah, I'm on here. I have a couple of questions. And for months, we've been led to believe that the holdup was in Texas. Is that still the case?
The holdup still in Texas. Even though right now the stimulus package passed, we're not going without Texas. Texas has this service. Until they flip it over, TBI can do nothing. Texas has one of the co-creators of this. He's not going to be left out in the cold and let everybody else go. Texas has more denarians than any other state. We're not going without Texas.
Okay, next question is, if there are so many Texans with dinar who need to cash in, or exchange, you might say, because of damage, flood damage, snow damage, wind damage, storm damage, et cetera, there are billions of dollars out there sitting there waiting to be spent on repairs. Why is that being held up?
Well, it's being held up for the same reasons that it's in. It's about the government. It's about everything. I just said we're not going without Texas. Not Texas is directing everything. I said we're not going without Texas. The U.S. Treasury, the U.S. government still directs it. But trust me, they're not going without Texas. I didn't say Texas controls it. They decide when we go and when we don't. That is not what I said. Now, the U.S. is looking at there are a lot of states. This new package that just passed is 83 billion or 283 billion to the states. That's going to help the other states' economies. That's part of the package. That's part of all this money. Guys, this is the way they're going to justify getting the debt down. They're going to put this money out, going to create jobs, give money, going to boost our economy. And at the end of 4 years, Biden will say, look how much of the debt I wiped out by doing this.
Well, I'm still confused, but one state or one cabal can hold up progress like we've observed. That's beyond me.
One state is not holding up progress. Well, it was as far as the winter storm and that. They weren't going to go without them. So that wasn't going to happen, and they won't have the capability, because that doesn't make sense for half of the country to go, especially not the part that they play in there. But over the past years, they have not been the decision maker. The United States government, the president, the U.S. Treasury are the decision makers.
So you think that obstacle has been removed?
I think that has been removed as of today. Again, they just passed it. Biden needs to sign it. Oh, and right here saying Biden is not going to sign the law, sign it into law until Friday. So just without saying, whether he does his speech on Thursday night and he signs it Friday morning, that's why Iraq is saying Monday before they even vote. Because then everything's cleared out the way. So it's all making sense as it comes out.
Well, that's the first time in 15 years it made sense.
Oh, that's your first
okay.
time. Well, a lot of times it made sense to me. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Good
thank
day.
You. Take care.
All right. Bye.
626, you're on. 626, area code. Okay, you're not on.
All right, let me do this real quick, because somebody just sent it to me. All right, 712, hold on, because I got to go. Somebody just asked me to make an announcement about Keisha's Kids. Keisha's Kids is a foundation, again, guys, that I was going to put together. I still plan on putting together. Actually, Pam came up with the name, which I thank her for it, and she went and did the copyright and did all that for me to get it set up, which I love her for it. Well, for years I've been talking about doing a foundation for kids who are, well, it's just strictly for kids. It could be a lot of circumstances. But I was concerned with kids who were timed out of the system, out of the foster care system, adoption system. I mean, we're not adoption, but foster care, out of the care homes, everything else. Because, you know, on their 18th birthday, they give them a suitcase, they hit the streets. You won't get paid for you no more. You got to go. Well, somebody has to help those kids. Somebody has to help the homeless kids that are out there. Somebody has to help the orphanages that are out there. My daughter was 11 years old, so I just got to say this part because we always talk about it, where it came from. And I didn't even know. After she passed away, one of the other parents was told that she had told them one of her goals was to grow up and get a motel or building or something that she could let kids live in who were homeless or single parents live in. And she was 11 years old when she said this. And I always thought it was something I wanted to do, but I never even knew that was one of her goals, accomplishments. So I definitely plan on doing that with Keisha's Kids Foundation. Now, here's the thing, and Ben brought up. I'm going to do it regardless, and I'm going to have enough money to do it, and I'm going to say that. I know some of you, like the person who just sent me this text, want to donate to it, and it is something that I will do afterwards, not now, not on the day we RV, but afterwards, and I will fund it already, and then if one of the foundation will give it to you can. If not, it'll be okay, but that's how I plan on doing that. So somebody wanted me to put that back out there again, so I just did. All right, Ray, who's next? Even though
okay,
I heard the church, I didn't know what it meant, but okay.
All right, 712,
yeah,
let me squeeze you in real quick. Yes.
Yeah, Ray, this is Keith Kenneth here.
Hey,
I got a question about someone told me today that you can only have so much money in your home. Like, okay, I'm looking at coming into maybe $15 million here, and they said I can't have it at home with me. Is that true? Ray?
Okay, I heard you say Ray, but I'm going to say not that I know of. I don't know any law that says you can only have so much money in your house. I don't. I know you heard of it. It might say it's not wise, don't make sense, but
yeah.
It's your money. And if it's legally yours, I think you can do whatever you want to. There's no law that says you have to put money in a bank, a trust account, an investment, or anything else. So what else are you supposed to do with it? People did it for years. People are still doing it right now, keeping money in their house. So I don't know that there's any limit. Ask them to show that to you. Because it might just be somebody like the other idiot I was talking about earlier trying to calm people out of their money and keeping it in their house. I don't know. All right, go ahead.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. How you doing, Tony?
I'm super fantastic. And guess what? Every time you ask me that or anybody asks me that, I'm going to still be super fantastic because that's what I
do.
And I love it. And I want you to be super fantastic.
Well, I'm living the dream and smiling in Corona 3 because Jesus did it for me.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You, sir. Appreciate
you.
You bet.
All righty. Take care.
All right.
You bet.
All right, sir. Let's wrap up this Hump Day Wednesday.
All right, guys. Hump Day Wednesday. Man, I'm going to tell you guys, I lost track of what day it is. I do that a lot. I'm like, what day is it today? Not the date, but even I do that. Because I'm so ready for this to happen on any day, any time. Now, I don't think it will. I don't think we have the ability to do this thing until at least after Friday now, because we're being told he's not even going to sign it in law. Until Friday. Here's the only thing that I think could be different. I reckon they're going to vote on Monday. They could vote on Saturday because they do that. They put things in the paper and they do it 2 days before sometime. So that could possibly happen. But either way, Saturday, Monday, they vote. It goes into law by Wednesday. I think by next weekend, we could be in the money, if nothing else. TBI can make their announcement. We can get things started. It's after the 15th. The new stimulus package will be in effect. There will be checks flowing out, money being deposited in people's banks by next Friday, at least the $1,400. Because last time we got approved, within 3 days, people were starting to get their money. And I see it happening here even faster and faster through all those direct deposits. So it should be a lot of money flowing once again next weekend. And hopefully we're in that lineup to get started. So with that, everything is good. It continues to flow. Everybody is still ready, set, on your march, get set. Bottom line is everybody is set and waiting for a go. Our numbers are still good. They're still on the screens at the bank. They haven't changed. We are in a super fantastic position right now. So, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. If anything happens, we'll put it in the chat room. We'll put it in the forum. We'll tweet it out. And we'll do another call if that's what it takes. So, with that, Ray, do your thing.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this Hump Day Wednesday. We will talk to you on Fantabulous-er Friday. So keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. excited about your future.
To stop conference record, this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. We are out of here.
And I'm excited about your future. Okay. All right, Ray. All right.